You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. If I started out in comedy again, I'd do it slightly differently. I'd make one change. Because comedy is hard. It isn't good for your mental health, this. And when I watch some comedy, I just start thinking of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. In that, if your family and friends with the worst person in humanity, you're okay, you're all good. But if you're not in the gang, you get fucked. But the real issue with privilege in comedy isn't the comedians. It's you. That's right, you. Maybe you. Yeah, Toto, you ain't in Kansas anymore. You, some of you. The ones in gigs that laugh the least, that's who I'm talking about. Yes, comedy is subjective, but if someone finds me subjectively not funny, then they are objectively wrong. If you haven't laughed, it's probably because you're privileged. That's the change I'd make to get rid of you, the privileged audience member. You've had it all from birth. So privileged. Why should you laugh at me? I'm scum to you. When I see you guys in the audience, I can spot you a mile off as well. Even in the funniest show, when everyone else is laughing, you're sitting there. You're sitting there like you're in the film The Quiet Place. You think that if you make a sound that someone will kill you. When in reality, you're just slowly killing yourselves with your inability to find joy in anything but money. Which was really your parents' money anyway. It's not impressive, it's like Trump. It's not a talent to make money off a load of money. You're not talented, you just cunts. Not your parents, you. Your parents made their own money. You guys are just self-made cunts. But what is really going on, Nathan? Have you just had a bad gig where nobody laughed? No. No, actually. That never happens. But I was at a gig where one table refused to laugh at the other comedians who were all storming it with the rest of the audience because they were these type of people. Yeah, but shouldn't you, after 15 years in comedy, not give a shit about things like this? I'm not sure. Are you bitter, Nathan? Is that what's going on here? Are you bitter? No. No, I'm not bitter. Isn't the truth, Nathan, you constantly criticise the gang, as you call it? But that's all you want to be in, isn't it? The gang. You want to be in the gang. Chainsaw in hands. Nobody stands a chance. It would make it far, far easier, wouldn't it, Nathan? And the added benefit of that would be you'd be rich, and then you'd totally understand the people not laughing. Because they've never needed to make an effort to do anything. It all just lands on their laps. Wouldn't you secretly like that, Nathan? It would be so much easier. No. No, I wouldn't. Give me one good reason why you wouldn't want to make it easy for yourself if you had to do it all again. Here's the reason. Because I'm excited about my next joke. I'm excited about my next show. And when that joke is done, when that show is done, I'll do it again. And again. And again. You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. and I wouldn't have it any other way. Lots of love.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.